T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul Douglas in for Dave Lee, who is back tomorrow. I spent 10 years, my family spent 10 years living in Eden Prairie. We went to a lot of Eagles games. I think this is the first opportunity I've had to chat with Coach Mike Grant. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Paul.
Good to have you on. Hey, question. Did the Minnesota State High School League make the right call yesterday, a tough call? What are your thoughts about that?
You know, I think they made a I think they made a great call. As we all have tried to figure this out for months at a time here, trying to figure out what's the best way. We have no history to go on of what good decisions in this situation are, and we have no idea what's going to happen. So I don't know how you make, you know, a decision in that. I think they did the best job they could. They have really good people working on this, from league staff to other, school administrators. And I think they made the best decision they could today, based on the fact they have no history and they don't know what's going to happen. So I think what people are happy about is at least now we have a plan going forward. You know, the answer to every question all summer has been, I don't know. Because everyone would ask, well, are we going to play? Are we going to be? I don't know. Now we can say, here's the plan. So I think they did a great job. And, you know, I'm sitting here reading it here this morning in my office. And I got a meeting at 8 o'clock with Lake Conference athletic directors. And we'll figure it out.
Coach, what kind of feedback are you getting from other coaches, from players, from parents? I'm sure there's a lot of diversity in opinion, but is there a consensus that you're hearing? Is it better safe than sorry? Or, I mean, I'm just curious what kind of feedback you're getting right now.
Well, I think we've spent all summer preparing our football kids for this possibility. I think fall sports, other than football and volleyball, who have been moved to the spring, I think there's a sense of relief, because I think there was a sense with all the numbers that you were reciting earlier this morning, you know, from the state in terms of, you know, a number of cases and stuff. I think there was a sense of doom for the last few weeks that we might not have any season whatsoever. They were waiting for the governor's announcement last week. And I think people were worried about that. So I think there's a real sense of relief that we will have a fall season for most of our activities. It'll look different, but I think there's that. And I think there's a sense of relief from the football world in that they could have canceled it all and not had football at all. So we know that in the spring we're going to have our opportunity, and I think our kids are excited to know. At least we know what lays ahead.
Again, we're talking with Eden Prairie football coach and athletic director Mike Grant. Speaking of spring, talk to us about multi-sport athletes. Are they going to be forced to make a really tough decision next spring?
Well, you know, we haven't seen the details of that. I'm actually just reading the State High School League's kind of the message they sent out to all ADs. And they said the season length and the start dates for spring will come out in the future. And so I think that, you know, for a school like Eden Prairie, where we offer, you know, probably every possible sport you can, There may be some overlap. I think the league did a good job of preparing us up to this point, saying all of you should understand that whatever you've done in the past, it's going to look different this year. So when your start date for football and volleyball is, when the start date for say, baseball or track is, those may look different in the spring, and we haven't seen the details, or I haven't seen the details on that. So there may be overlap, but I think the opportunity for kids to play multiple sports and not be impacted by one sport ending up at the same time as another, a fall sport, I think that's going to be minimized.
1 minute left. Coach Grant, I think it's safe to say there hasn't been a year like 2020. I'm just curious, how are you holding up? How's your family holding up in all this?
Well, my dad is up at the cabin doing great. We limit who goes to see him, but he's enjoying his summer up at the cabin and enjoying. Finally, you know, he was isolated from March until probably June, and now he's at least getting to see members of the family. But we're all doing good. You know, we've had a great summer. Our school district's done a great job of controlling and regulating what's gone on all summer. So we've had our summer workouts with our football kids. We've had summer camps, all abiding by the rules. And we've had no cases in football at all, and maybe only one in our whole school. And I think that's a credit to our district and to kind of the protocol. And we changed things. We moved our weight room outside. We didn't come in at all summer. And those are the changes that we're going to have to figure out for the year.
Everybody's trying to figure it out and pivot and keep the wheels on the bus. And I know it's a disappointing season for your football players, but this too shall pass. Coach Mike Grant, I wish you the best. Give our regards to your family and certainly your father, and hang in there. Be safe.
All right. Thanks a lot. Good talking to you, Paul.
Thank you, Mike. All right. Update when we come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.